Proclamation number 4902 of 23rd of May, 1950. Using the power of the divine word. Constantly strengthen yourselves with my word, which will be refreshment for you in times of deepest adversity, but which also already provides you with strength and fortification for your will and your faith. Consider that my word is a direct gift from me to you and that my gift truly has to be of utmost effectiveness. Furthermore, consider that I myself am with you with my word, that you receive eternal love into your heart yourselves when you accept my word. You make far too little use of the strength of my word or you would never be weak and discouraged. Otherwise no worries would weigh you down and you would always be able to walk your earthly path joyfully and cheerfully. You give yourselves far too little to the effect of my word. You don't deepen yourselves enough into the meaning of the word and your thoughts too often stray into the earthly world, which need not frighten you at all if only you would strengthen your faith, which my word helps you to do. Immerse yourselves in my word often and thus let me speak to you in every adversity of your life, in happy as well as in gloomy hours. My word radiates strength into you which lets you endure or feel less weak whatever oppresses you. Always make your heart receptive for me, who wants to come to you in the word to strengthen and comfort you. I constantly want to be with you with my love. Yet if you close the door of your heart to me by turning to the world you will also be and remain weak, because no strength emanates from the world to refresh your soul. My word alone is food and drink for your soul. My word is the right nourishment which you should constantly supply to your soul if you also want to receive me with the word within you. But to receive my word does not mean to merely read it or to accept it with your ears, for then you will feel no strength, then it will remain ineffective, for then it will only be empty letters in which I can never be. Intimately unite with me in thought and desire to hear me, then let me speak to you and you will feel my presence through the strength which flows to you with every word from me. You will feel that I speak to you and be happy, for the awareness of my presence fills you with peace and tranquility, with an inner bliss which lets you endure everything that is allowed to happen to you for the sake of your soul and also for the sake of your fellow human beings. Immerse yourselves in my word and the effect of my word will not fail to materialize. Amen.